Let's now finish our quick review of CGT with a couple of other issues. The first of those are pre-1982 assets, and there are a surprising number of those still around. The basic rule before the new rules were introduced in April 2008 was that if you bought, say, a property or you had some shares that were pre-82, let's say that you acquired them in the late 70s, then you would have a choice for your CGT calculation. You would either value them on the cost basis, or you could go for a 31st of March 1982 value. But the key word was choice. Most times it was effective to choose the March 82 value, although by no means always the case. But what's happening now under the new rules is that that choice has gone. So for anybody with pre-82 assets, they've now got to value those on a 31/3/82 value, and that's the end of the story. As far as share pooling is concerned, remember those in your studies, they are now effectively redundant. Share calculations are much easier, and I will be covering this topic later in the year. Very useful in CGT, of course, interspousal transfers. They're still there and definitely worth using. Remember that also applies to civil partners. And these can be used to transfer assets to, say, a wife if she's at home on maternity leave. So, very straightforward scenario, if you've got madam at home looking after the children for a few years and raising them before they go to school, and sir is away working, and let's just say he's a 40% taxpayer, of course it makes sense to put shares in her name and buy-to-let assets as well. So in the years that she is not earning, then we can take advantage of her lower tax rates and indeed her personal allowances and CGT annual exemptions as well.